Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hold on. Isn't it a shepherd's job to protect and provide for the flock under his care? A good shepherd would be willing to risk his life for the sheep, but lay it down? How can a dead shepherd be a good shepherd? His sheep are left without guidance or provision, defenseless. But Jesus doesn't say he is a good shepherd. He says he is the good shepherd, the shepherd without equal and beyond compare. For Jesus' description of himself as the shepherd of his Father's flock does not conclude with his statement about laying down his life for the sheep. He goes right on to say, I lay down my life only to take it up again. We human beings are sheep who've gone astray. First, we need to be restored to the Father's flock, and this could only be done through a blood atonement for our sin. In Christ, we have a living and present shepherd. But unlike any other shepherd's calloused hands, the hands the good shepherd reaches out to us bear the mark of nail scars.